Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ashlyn Randolph from Dancing with the Yancey Stars.
And
Dennis Metelsky. I'm one of the Yancey Stars.
How does it feel to be one of the Yancey Stars?
It's been great, Bruce. We've really enjoyed it. And I'm just so delighted to be a part and that Ashlyn has asked me to participate in this event, and it's going great. We're looking forward to the program on Saturday.
Are you a dancer?
Not a professional.
Well, maybe after this, I guess people will say that I'm a dancer. No, I'm not a dancer. I'm just a casual dancer like most of us.
Most
you go to
show.
Weddings and you have a good time getting out on the dance floor. So that's been my only participation on the dance floor up to this point. Certainly learning some new dance moves I'll be able to share next time I get out on the dance floor.
Next time he comes to a reception, look out. He's going to be
right.
The man.
I'll be
so,
ready.
Who's your pro?
My pro is Ashlyn, and I have the best. So we're real excited. We're going to work as a great team, and we're going to have the best program because I've got the best teacher and the best partner. So I'm looking forward to it.
What's it been like to work with her?
Ashlyn has been great. She really is. I'm very grateful to have her as my partner because she's very patient. She works with an old man who has a hard time learning new tricks. Learning new dance steps. So she's very patient with me, and she really knows what she's doing out there on the dance floor. So all I have to do is just follow her lead, and I should do well, Bruce.
So, Ashlyn, has it been fun working with him?
Yes, it's been so much fun working with Dennis. He's just been open to anything I've given him, and even if he really didn't want to try it at first, he still did it, and it's great now. Our routine just looks wonderful, and we have so much fun working together. He's super hard worker, and everyone's just going to love the routine. It's going to be great.
We want folks to come out and enjoy this, and they'll have a good time. That goes without saying. But it's so important we're raising money for the fight against cancer.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. And that is the reason why I participated. When Ashlyn first came up to me and asked me to be a part of this Dancing with the Yancey Stars, my immediate response was serious reservation and hesitation.
Yeah.
But when she told me it was for Relay for Life and benefiting American Cancer Society, you know, how could you say no to that? So I agreed to be a part of it. And me, like many other folks, have family members or close loved ones that have battled cancer. And I've got three family members, my stepdad, Sam Hefner, my aunt, Sherry Housley, and my brother-in-law, Butch Hoyle, who all are cancer survivors. So with that in mind, I knew that I needed to participate and dedicate my program to those three people in my family. There's so many others that have been touched and affected by cancer, and we want to do all we can to help those. Yeah.
Ashlyn, we're getting close, so what's happening now with you on all this?
We are getting really close, so things are really just starting to come together, and it's exciting. And basically, the tickets are going fast, but we do still have tickets left. We have general admission, VIP, and student left. One thing that we are going to do now is that, you know, they were available at Appalachian Java and Alexander's Closet,
right.
But actually on the day of the show, March 24th, we're going to start selling tickets at the door at 5 o'clock. So if you want to come by and get your ticket early and then come back, you can do that. We'll have that there available at 5. Like we talked about before, the VIP is kind of a little special thing that we're doing. We're having a pre-party for the VIP members. So it's a $40 ticket, but you're going to get coffee and homemade cookies from Appalachian Java. We're going to have a little party down in the Commons area at the high school. So it was just going to be a lot of fun. You can take photos with our stars and the professionals. And so that's going to start at 5:30. So even if you come at 5 and picked up your VIP ticket, you can just stay for the party and then get your seats. Your seats would be reserved seating. We are going to do parking at the lower parking lot for VIP, and general admission parking will be at the top. So if anybody has questions about that, that's something that we're going to be doing as well. So, yeah, it's coming fast.
It sounds like it's all coming together. Mm-hmm. And, again, a lot of folks have put in a lot of work to make it happen, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We've had so many people that have been so helpful. Like we talked about last week, just the community has been so supportive of this cause and of the show and doing something different. And we're excited to be including so many different people like Dennis and all of our other stars that are just in different areas of the community. And something that's really cool is we actually have two people from the Parkway Playhouse that are going to be involved in the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Kristen Livengood. She's going to be one of our judges, which is exciting. And then we also have Jeff Bakar, so artistic directors of the Playhouse. They're going to be involved, which is cool to get another artistic group involved in the show.
Yeah.
We also have the Appalachian Dance Theater from Spruce Pine that will be doing a number in the show. And so everyone's just getting really involved, and it's so much fun to kind of meet these different people and see what everyone's doing in the community.
Yeah. And Ashlyn, I know there's one other organization facility that you really want to thank.
So we would really like to take this time to thank the Blue Ridge Fitness Center for just all that they've done for the show. They've really just been so supportive and allowed our stars and professionals to come in and out whenever we want and practice. They have a really nice aerobics room in the back that I've used since I started dancing, where I can plug my music up and we use the mirrors, and it's just a really great space to be able to practice our routines in, so all of our stars feel comfortable about going out there and performing. And so that's been a really big part of my dance life, and I'm just really grateful for them. So we just wanted to give them a little quick shout out.
Well, it's good that they were able to help you guys out and that they've got that facility in the community available to be used. Of course, Dancing with the Yancey Stars is going to be something like nobody's ever seen in this area before.
Yeah, like Dennis and I were talking about before, you know, these people don't think that they're going to ever be doing something like this, and then all of a sudden they're thrown into this dance routine and doing something completely new, and that's going to be so much fun to watch, as well as the professional show that we have coming. So many people are like, what is this, you know, what is this professional show? And it's more like a production, really. We just have so many amazing numbers, from hip-hop numbers to tango to cha-cha, just everything that's going to be in that professional half of the show as well. So everyone's getting super excited about that, which will be fun.
It's here. It's Saturday night, and tickets are available again. Tell us that again.
Yes, so tickets are going to be available at Appalachian Java still, or at Alexander's Closet until Friday evening. And then they will be available at the door starting at 5 o'clock. $15 for students. It'll be $25 for general admission and $40 for VIP tickets. So those will be available at the door for purchase. Just get there early because they will probably sell quickly. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck. It's been fun talking
Thank
to you,
you
about it.
So
really
much.
Look forward to seeing it. It should be a great show. And Dennis, good luck, everybody. I tell you what, you're a brave man. You're a brave man. I admire you. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you to Ashlyn Randolph and to Dennis Matowski for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.